Yeah, I knew that was coming. I mean, I don't know what I do with it. Tell me what to do. I mean, I don't know what to do.
Curious for you, how do you believe that this team will learn from the loss tonight and to hopefully, you know, flip the script moving forward in the next couple of weeks?
I don't know. I mean, they're hurt, which is a good thing. It means something to them, which is a good thing. So when you have that, they'll go back to work and they'll do a good job with that.
Good morning, SEC. Oh man, tons of winners this weekend, tons of losers. Oh, you got us, Bulldogs. You got us. Come on in. The water is fine. We got an absolutely loaded show for you today. What a wild weekend. What a crazy weekend. So many teams wanted upsets. So many teams didn't get those upsets. I think about Notre Dame up there. Man, they were so ready for that SEC chant. Nah, they'll have to wait till next time. Come on in. We got more. We got so much to get to. We're going to talk about the wildness that happened this weekend. We've got some upsets. We got some blowouts. That and much, much more on this episode of SEC Hangover. Come on in. Here we go. Piling in here. Oh, geez. Even JR's up this morning. I wonder why he's here. Probably to give me some more shit about Tennessee losing this weekend. Gifted Chris Benoit. Chris, welcome to the family. Courtesy of the legend, JR Dog Fan. A lot of happy dogs in here. Here we go. Piling in. What a weekend, huh? What a weekend. This is going to be a long day. I'm just warning you right now because of all the excitement that happened Saturday. I mean, I truly was big time hungover Sunday, and I feel like it's leading into this day. This is going to be a tough one. This is going to be a tough one. If I can get you 30 minutes closer to clocking out, then my job was a success. So let's get into it. I want to get JR. I mean, he gave us the family donation, I guess. I thought about just not talking about this game. I mean, because it is my show and I can do that. But I can't do that because I felt like this game was absolutely awesome. 44-41, Georgia Bulldogs go to Neyland, come away with the win. I feel like Gunnar Stockton just moved up the Heisman race. And I know, pump the brakes, Shane. Let's don't give him the hardware yet, but I don't know. There was a moment in this game, 4th and 6, back against the wall, Kirby trusting his man, coming out here getting a big win. I feel like this is truly the legend. Speaking of legends, let's remind the cousins who pays the bills around here. My bookie right now, and if you were listening to me, I told you to put money on Texas A&M. We'll get to them here in a second, but they absolutely kicked some Irish ass, and I was happy for it. But right now, if you can jump on over to my bookie and use promo code SEC, this week's bet can be risk-free. What does that mean? That means right now, if you place a bet up to $500, it's risk-free. What does that mean? You win, you get $500. You lose, you get your $500 back. That, my friends, is a win-win. Speaking of win-win, this is who got me through the weekend, Tennessee Legend Distillery. I'd show you a bottle, but they're all empty right now. I got to swing by here and get reloaded for another wild weekend of college football. If you do swing in the Sevierville locations or Nashville locations, be sure to let them know the cousin sent you. Not only are you going to get a gift, but you'll get a huge discount. And I'm telling you, if you get a chance, if you're in your little package store and you say, hey, this ain't on our shelves, it can be. Just let them know you need some Tennessee Legend. You want to help the show grow? Well, then make Tennessee Legend happy. All right. You know who's happy. Let's get back to these damn dogs. I don't want to just skirt over them. Kirby Smart, absolutely wild man. This is a video of him walking out of the damn stadium. You can't tell me this is not the craziest coach in the SEC right now. What the hell? Let's watch that again. Damn, Kirby, you crazy. Hey, here's what I thought. Quick reaction on this one because we got to get on to the other games. I felt like this was two powerhouse football teams, man. It would not blow my mind to see these two teams again in an SEC championship or a college football playoffs. I feel like walking away from this game, Tennessee fans are okay. We're not hanging banners just because we kept the stadium full. John Tweed, I seen you posting that one. But I do think that this is two teams that will cross paths one more time. Just my thoughts. I felt like Georgia really needed this after that, especially after that Austin Peay game. They needed something to kind of light a fire under their ass and let the country know that they are probably the top dogs in this country. And more importantly, I feel like Tennessee, you know, doubted on. We talked about the cupcake games. But after this one, man, how can you not feel good about that Tennessee schedule moving forward? I feel like Joey Aguilar did everything that we expected and then some. I felt like Chris Brazel came out of nowhere, Brazel dazzle. So there was a lot of positive to take away from this game. And I'm feeling like, hey, where's your losses, right? I mean, Alabama obviously going to be your toughest matchup. But after that, Oklahoma, Arkansas, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it. This could be a playoff-bound team, even after a loss. But speaking of losses, let's get to this week's studs and duds. Biggest stud has got to be, without a doubt, Super Mario. Mario Craver going off on the Notre Dame Irishman. And I tell you what, 200 yards, he was feeling it, even on his Instagram story. So this week's stud goes to my man, Mario.
I go 200 on him. I go 200 on him. Stop playing with me. I go 200 on him.
Ew, he's feeling it, ain't he? Absolutely. You know, because backstory, Notre Dame did not expect to lose this game. Not one damn Irish fan in that stadium was expecting to start the season 0-2. Not losing to Texas A&M. We owned their ass last year, right? And they're coming to our place? Get the hell out of here. This is going to be the easiest damn game that we got on our schedule. Not so fast, my friend. I felt like Marcel Reed woke up. I felt like, hell, even Elko talked about that. Marcel, I guess he can throw the damn football after all.
Hopefully you guys won't have to ask me any more questions about whether or not Marcel can throw. That's what I really hope comes out of this win. So from there, I'll open it up to questions.
So what was going through your mind on the last play? And did you guys get to change the play call since they called the timeout on that fourth?
Yeah, we went to we had a similar play call before the timeout. We changed the formation presentation of it and ran a very similar play to what we were going to call before the timeout. We wanted to honestly have something where Nate was running on the side because we kind of thought it was going to be really hard to get it to Mario or KC. You know, they had been kind of bracketing them the two previous plays. And so yeah, we felt like that would give us an option on the sideline if we needed it. And we did. And Marcel gave him a ball that he could go up and catch. And then he made a heck of a play.
Who do you think we are? I am. Oh my gosh. This was such a big one. This was a big one because this ain't the A&M we know, right? I mean, I get where Notre Dame's coming from. Like, they're so used to 8-4 A&M. They're so used to a football team that can't beat top 25 teams, that definitely cannot go on the road and accomplish a top 10 win. That just doesn't happen. Hasn't happened in feels like 20 years since they've been in the SEC. They did it, right? They're down 7 points. This is a team that usually folds up that, oh, they get a touchdown on a kickoff return, but there's a flag. Well, that was it. Let's go to the sideline. That's the A&M team that we're used to seeing. This is a different program, boys and girls. Get ready. Strap it up. We've got the damn Aggies out here dancing on the football field. This is one of my favorite videos. A little Irish jig. What a damn pose. Aggie coaches fighting with the fans on the way out. And more importantly, the walk to the car. Ain't it, this is one of the toughest walks that you're going to make. Well, I have a lot of tough walks. Just any walk is a tough one. But when you lose on the road and they're chanting their fight songs, they're yelling SEC, been there, right? Not this time. Not on this Aggie walk. Gosh, what Texas A&M schedule look like moving forward? Let's see here. I mean, we talked about Craver having. I just don't want to skirt over this. I mean, this is amazing. What an amazing. This is why he's the stud of the week. Mario Craver, 7 catches, 207 yards, 1 touchdown, 139 yards after contact. I mean, this guy was absolutely electric. And you pair that with a quarterback that. You know, I've been kind of down on. I mean, everybody knows. I've been waiting for a moment for Marcel Reed to show you that he is an elite quarterback. And back against the wall, similar to what I talked about Gunner, there's some real studs emerging this weekend. And I feel like as long as we stay healthy, this may be the most dynamic offense in the SEC right now. And I love their schedule. I mean, we're looking at it. Auburn. Big game. I mean, we got a bye week. We can celebrate this one a little bit longer, but we got to get back to Auburn here. But after that, find me a loss right now. I mean, LSU doesn't look as bad as it. All right, we'll get to them here in a minute. Probably should have put them as duds of the week, even though they won. Actually, you know what? Let's jump over here. This thing pisses me off. Coach coming out here yelling at media, talking about. I mean, LSU. LSU won the game, right? And I think Florida fans should have been the most upset here when we're talking about this game. But if I'm being honest with you, this matchup was very discouraging for those LSU Tigers. This is an LSU team that we had high expectations after week one. And I don't know, Coach Kelly did not like the questions that were in the media room.
Brian in the back, I know you love these immediate post-game sessions, but what are you seeing with your offense?
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game. We played the game to win the game.
All right. How about third down then? What is going on with third down?
One game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's a ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous. For a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
Out of line, he says. Out of damn line. I'm telling you right now, I think Coach Kelly's out of line. I think he's big time out of line here, right? Yeah, you got the win against a juggernaut Florida Gator team. One that, honestly, their social media didn't even post their coaches' comments after the game. They gave up. They have given up. That is a dead man walking. And Coach Kelly comes out here, and he's pissed off because they don't have any offense. Should they be pissed off? Absolutely. And I think maybe that's why Coach Kelly's so upset, because he knows they should do better. I mean, hell, they had five interceptions against DJ Lagway. And if you remove one of those interceptions for a touchdown, we got 13 points on the board, right? So what's going on? We pay all these receivers. And maybe Coach is mad he gave money to this NIL situation and we're not getting return on investment. Here, I'm not – I titled this, which SEC teams should panic? Florida, obviously. I mean, you're at the top of the list. I don't even know if they're panicked anymore. They're more focused on which coach am I going to get down there next, and rightfully so. Florida, you deserve better, and it's a long damn season now because you're just now getting into the ranked opponents. But I digress. LSU also needs to worry. Why? Because your signature wins against a Clemson team, which apparently sucks, right? I mean, we thought Clemson was great. There was a lot of people thinking Clemson was going to be a national championship. Then they go out here, they get this big win. But then they pair it with a Troy, almost scare, and then they drop one to Georgia Tech this weekend. So now LSU schedule, win-loss, doesn't look so well. And, yes, the defense is playing out of their damn minds right now, but this is supposed to be an offense, right? I mean, how many Heisman candidates has LSU had here in the last 10 years? I mean, national championships have they had since in your lifetime? I mean, this is a team that has higher expectations. And when you come out here and you've got 50 yards rushing, I mean, I know we got that big one, and he was all excited about that run. But you have that, and you pair it with, what, 150 yards receiving or something crazy like that? Yeah, there's a lot of people that are upset. So this week's dud goes to Brian Kelly just because of the way he acts. Unbelievable. I'm going to pivot a little bit. Everybody knows I like pizza, right? I don't know if you knew this. If you're new to the channel, I'm a big pizza guy. This week's pizza, frozen pizza, went to Tony's. A lot of suggestions. A lot of people said, hey, you got to try this Tony's pizza out. Not a sponsor, but I tell you what, baked up really nice. And how did it review? I thought the cost was very, very good. This is a Tony's pizza you can usually catch on sale. I did not do that, so I gave it an 8.8, but it could have been a 10 if I would have got one of them 2-for-10 type situations. Topping, 6.8. I mean, we lack some cheese. We lack some pepperoni. Anytime you've got to add extra stuff to it, I'm going to deduct a few points. So the toppings, we're going to bring that one down. The crust was really good. I like it crispy. I thought it had a good fold to it. Give me 7.9 on the crust. The flavor, 8.2. I would have given this a higher number, but there's some sort of, I mean, it's Tony's. There's some sort of wax aftertaste, some talkiness. I don't even know if that's a word, but I had to deduct it. I mean, the initial initial flavor was phenomenal, but it was the aftertaste that I had to knock it down a little bit. Final score, very high rating. Out of 40, I gave you 31.7. So if you're looking for a frozen pizza, can't go wrong with Tony's. We got the AP coming out. All right, we got top 25. We've got some adjusting to do, right? South Carolina no longer in here. But Vanderbilt made up the list. They're up here on the 20 spot. And it's funny because now it's starting to get crunch time. And we've got a lot of SEC teams in the top 25. Look here, SEC. So we got 4, 8, 11. That means five teams are not in it. That's how that when we watched all these games this weekend, that this is the most encouraging part, is because every single Saturday we're going to have games like this. This week's slate, I do not think it's going to be any different. Oh man, I got to get going. Sometimes I get sidetracked. I just thought this was funny. Notre Dame, after getting their ass kicked, says, "Hey, we want to join the Big Ten or the SEC immediately. We're good." Yeah, I told Mike. I said, "We found out the foundation was rotten. Now they want to sell the damn house." And it's getting crunch time, man. We got coaches getting fired. Virginia Tech's losing their coach. Shane Beamer, are you going up there? We got UCLA, the Nico Gate. This one is all over our news feed, and UCLA now. So we're starting to see some of these. And, you know, I just showed Coach Kelly, but, you know, across the field, Billy Napier, this is a guy looking for a job. And I feel like that may be an opportunity. We may start seeing some of this. Let's get through these games here. We talked about Florida, LSU. This one here, impressive. If you didn't watch this game, I get it. I mean, big L should have been us breaking up some of these 7 o'clock games, because this one was absolutely awesome. Came down to the wire. We had a backup quarterback, Trinidad, coming out here looking spectacular. And we may have a little quarterback controversy. Taylen Green doing everything he can except playing defense. And if he did, maybe they would have won this game. What an awesome, awesome showing here. I feel bad. I opened up this show with Sam Pittman talking about, I don't know, but I can't have that. Coach, absolutely cannot have that. You talk about another dead man walking. It's over there in Arkansas. Absolutely embarrassing statement by the defense. And I feel like Arkansas fans are going to look back one day and they're going to say, golly, do you remember Bobby P when he came back and he had, what was his name? Taylen Green. We had a phenomenal season. We just didn't have a defense. I tell you what, Arkansas is going to beat some teams this year. They're going to catch some teams off guard, but unless it's a one possession game, then they're going to lose every single one of them as long as Sam Pittman is your coach. Wisconsin, Alabama. This was a good one, right? This is Alabama's back, baby. Ty looked good. He made all the right moves. I felt like paired with last week and this week, I don't know what happened. That Florida State game, I'd love to play that one again. Because if they're playing the way they're playing right now, Alabama is definitely back. You pair that with an awesome defense, because there were some awesome defensive plays in this game. I feel like Alabama, I mean, this may be the team, right? I mean, we talked Georgia, we talked Tennessee, we talking LSU. Nah, shit, it may be Alabama, guys. Hell, it may be Oklahoma. You want to talk about a big win, John Mateer, crown him. This guy is elite. And you know, you start looking at some of the games coming up for those Sooners. And after, I mean, just the way that this defense is playing, just the way that John Mateer's playing, brothers, sisters, come on. There is not one losable game on here. And what I mean by that is Oklahoma, it would not blow my mind if they go undefeated. Is that crazy talk? I mean, Shane, calm down. Maybe Michigan sucks. You play Temple. You play Illinois State. I'm telling you right now, this defense has not missed a beat. And now they have life on the offensive side of the football. Only kicker. And I told Mike this yesterday. Got to keep Mateer healthy. The way he's taken, I don't know how many hits he's taken the last couple of days, but the biggest hit is coming down in Austin. Coach Sark coming out, defending his boy. The hells, we're talking about panic. I'm out of panic. This is another team that is not undefeated, but that is in the top 25, that has high expectations, and I'm a little worried about them Longhorns. So is the media when they ask Sark this question.
Steve, I think at one point Arch had 10 straight incompletions. Was there anything you were noticing during that stretch? You know, and how do you talk to him and get him going so that he gets into a rhythm and is making the progress you want?
Yeah, you're always evaluating. You're always kind of feeling the flow of the game as a coach, as a play caller, as an offensive staff. And then you try to get back to some things that you know he really likes that we've talked about all week long and that we talked about Friday that he's, hey, I really like this. And then when that's not really hitting the way we want, then I've always kind of in my back pocket have this idea of I need to let him run. And I need to let him run around. I need to let him start playing football. But I felt like he pressed some tonight. He knew he was missing some throws that I think he's comfortable making. And then, you start, skipping reads and scrambling and relying on his legs too much. And that's always my caution is that when you have a little success with your legs, then you start to rely on your legs. And then we're out of scheme and now we're just playing athlete football. And athlete football can get you so far, but sooner or later that catches up with you too. And so we've got to get back to believing in the scheme and believing in the guys around us and whether they're blocking for us or catching for us or whatever that is to give us the best chance to be successful long term.
Ten incompletions. Did you think we'd see this? Trey, welcome to the family. I hope you're not a Longhorn fan, because I'm a little worried about you boys if you are. I am a little worried about – listen, are they going to lose to Sam Houston this week? Absolutely not, right? Texas is going to win that game. But my concern is the steps that we fell back, right? Ohio State, sluggish game. It was a tight game. We made excuses why they lost that one. Then you meet San Jose, and I, again, scoreboard looked nice, stats looked nice, but there was clearly some miscommunication between Arch and the receivers, and I don't want to skirt that Texas is arguably having the best defensive season of their lives, but it's me, it's Manning. I know that sounds simple, but UTEP. I mean, this was a damn football game against UTEP. And we got Sam Houston coming up, which you're going to win, right? But by the time that happens and you hit your bye, we should have been full stride right here. We should have been looking pretty for the rest of the season. I told Mike, I said, I'm not convinced that they beat Florida. Hell, they may keep Billy Napier. And think about this. If Florida beats Texas, they may keep Billy. And I don't think it's because Florida was successful. I think it's just because Texas is right now limping into this football game. Oh, my gosh. Yes, the panic should be at an 8 or a 9 right now because the schedule now looks a little tougher with Oklahoma on the rise, with Mississippi State on the rise, Georgia, Vanderbilt on the damn rise. I mean, we talked all offseason about how easy Texas has it. I don't know. The way they're playing right now, I would be at full panic. Arch Manning, probably the worst game he's had. Definitely the worst game. 114 yards passing. More importantly, 44% completion against UTEP. Jeez. You know who's my hero? Ahmad Hardy. You want to talk about rags? So we go from this stat line to this one right here. Hardy, 250 yards rushing in this damn football game against the raging Cajuns. This was not a football game at all. I'm telling you, as bad as Texas offense is right now, the exact opposite is Mizzou. Give me, but I would guarantee you if True Serum was out right now and they said, hey, would you rather have Arch the rest of the season? Or would you rather have Bo the rest of the season? Without a doubt, without missing a beat, every Texas fan, if they're being honest, would take Bo in a heartbeat. This guy's playing great. The wide receivers are playing fantastic. The defense, I mean, I'm not giving them too much credit here because it was the Raging Cajuns, but right now Mizzou is one of the hottest football teams in the country. And, some shit I talked about, some shit a lot of people talked about was the schedule that Mizzou has coming up. And they still got more home games. South Carolina, apparently they're not as good as we thought, right? Alabama, which Alabama's going to show up? Florida State, Alabama, or Wisconsin, Alabama? I'm telling you, you're messing around. This team is a very dangerous football squad right now, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they put on the field. Let's get to another game. Auburn. Ooh. Yes, did they win? But, Emily, I know you're in here, but we got to be a little frustrated about what we saw on that football field. I'm not panicking. You won, right? But talk chemistry. I feel like Hugh is doing everything he can, humanly possible, to give Jackson the momentum, to give him the clarity, to give him the stress-free living that he needs. And when he gets a little bit, we get a drop. We get a stupid penalty. It's infuriating because I'm telling you, Auburn's back. But then they play games like this, and I'm like, well, maybe I was a little too early. Kentucky, that's the stat line. You won. Mississippi State, I thought, this is a team nobody's talking about, right? Just quietly kicking somebody's ass Saturday. Mississippi State is playing the best damn football I've seen since the Pirates been there. I love the shutout, but I'm telling you right now, Shapen may be the deal. They put up 28 points in a hurry. Texas can't get 7 against UTEP. Damn Mississippi State going out there at Alcorn and putting them behind the woodshed. So let's see. Last one I've got for you. And I had a video, and I've lost it. They were celebrating the locker room. But I want to give a shout-out. South Carolina, Vanderbilt. Man, I have never been more wrong on a football team. Pavia, I got a bet. I got a bet with Mike. I think it was 3.5 was the line. And if Vanderbilt goes over 3.5 for every win, I've got to walk a mile. Buddy, I got some damn walking to do. I better lace them shoes up because Pavia is kicking some ass. They look tremendous. South Carolina, yes, a lot of Lenore Sellers in this football game. But anybody watching that one, I'm not convinced that if Sellers would have stayed, they would have won. All right, Vanderbilt is that damn good. They finally make the top 25. They deserve it. This week, hero team, I'm giving it to them Commodores. But anyway, hey, I'm running late. Let's see if I missed any good comments. Golly, so many. I apologize. I'm just not good at multitasking, but I am good at getting you 30 minutes closer to clocking out. I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Enjoy it. Be safe. Got the smart guy tonight. Be sure to tune in. It will be an hour later. So instead of 7, it will be 8 Eastern time. Me and Mike, we will be back Tuesday. So I hope you guys have a wonderful Monday. Can't believe we let Georgia get that one. I mean, we really gave that game away. Georgia didn't win that one. Tennessee lost it, right? All right. See y'all.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.